I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Every church standing in Egypt is worth celebrating. Christianity goes back 2,000 years in that nation, but today, bureaucratic restrictions face those seeking to build new churches. Eric Wiemet with Uncharted Ministries explains.
It's a big deal to license a church. That means you can call a pastor, pay a pastor, you can be officially recognized and officially protected by the government.
If a church is built, a mosque will soon follow nearby. In the West, churches are usually spacious and safe, but Wiemet says that's not the normal experience of Christians around the global church and throughout history.
I think our hearts then go out to those who are trying to build a humble church for 30, 40, 50 people. I think we need to pray into that a little bit more maybe than we do.
Also, seekers in the Middle East and North Africa can now grow their faith through Sat7 Plus. The ministry has expanded beyond satellite TV now, reaching any device. It's a streaming platform like Netflix, Disney Plus, or Hulu. But Joe Willie says there is a nuance.
What is unique about Sat7 Plus is that it is free. And so this is free Christian content across the Middle East and North Africa, and it can be accessed around the world with the Sat7 Plus app.
Another key difference is that this streaming platform doesn't require users to log in or create an account, so that anyone can safely and anonymously watch the media wherever they are. Nearly 1.3 million unique users have visited the platform so far. Viewers can explore Arabic and Persian content, including discipleship programs, films, children's shows, and more. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.